is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. So lots to talk about tonight. Of course, your calls are the primary element. That's the point of the show. Let's start with those and go to Chris in North Carolina. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Chris, what's on your mind today?
I've got an interesting thing that I'm going to be doing this weekend that I was inspired by the gentleman up in New Hampshire that was recently arrested. I'm sure we all know who I'm talking about for legally possessing a plant that we will call marijuana.
Well, he was illegally possessing it, and that's why he was arrested.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Illegally possessing a plant. Yes.
Andrew Carroll, a 18-year-old young man who had moved here as part of the Free State Project, which, of course, is a movement of thousands of liberty-loving individuals all gathering together in New Hampshire. He stood out in Railroad Square in Keene, New Hampshire, held some marijuana in his hands. Two cops came and arrested him, and his arraignment happened last month. The trial is scheduled for May 1st, and so that's where we stand with that. And you were inspired by that. What are you going to do?
Well, me and a few of my friends, I've concocted an idea that I think is just great. It's the same premise, but it's going to take it a little bit step further to confuse the police. So here's the plan. I'm going to get a box, just a plain old cardboard box that's rather shallow. Perhaps the lid to a cardboard box would be the proper idea to use here. And I'm going to take four chains, small dog chains, cut holes in the box, affix each chain to each side of the box, affix the chain to handcuffs, handcuff the box to four people, and then take another pair of handcuffs and handcuff us all to either trees or posts in the local park.
Okay.
We are going to have just a box, and we're going to be standing here, and we're going to have a few friends around videotaping us, okay? Another unknown assailant is going to come by, drop off a quarter ounce of marijuana in this box, and get back in his car and drive away. We don't have the keys to these handcuffs. We're standing there, and all of a sudden, marijuana has appeared. Mm. We're not physically holding it, but it's connected to us through handcuffs. But we had no idea. Will we be arrested?
That's a good question. How long do you intend to stay there handcuffed?
I mean, as long as it takes for police to show up, we're going to have somebody tip them off.
What if somebody wants to come along and take your wallet?
Well, we're going to have buddies there videotaping the whole thing. I'm going to have a few guys standing around. So,
if you're planning on being arrested, you probably shouldn't bring your wallet.
Going to have any important possessions on me.
Okay, more questions for you on this. It's an interesting idea. Are you planning on publicizing this in advance, maybe beyond calling Free Talk Live?
It's going to be blogged about locally here, and I'm going to attempt to call some local places. We have a free magazine down here. I don't know if you guys ever heard of Creative Loafing, but they come out every week. They're publicized, and they oftentimes will take up the cost for small things like this. So we're going to let them know in advance, and I plan on going in 2 weeks.
I think it's a great idea. What kind of penalties are you looking at? It's obviously probably a misdemeanor possession charge.
Under an ounce in North Carolina, and just so you know, I don't even smoke marijuana. I used to, but... Mm-hmm. I believe we're really just looking at a ticket for possession of, it's not intent to distribute, it's not in two separate bags, it's really just a ticket, that's all.
What is going to prevent the police, let's say they get wind of what you're planning and decide to show up, what's going to prevent the police from arresting your delivery man, the guy who's going to drop the marijuana off?
Well, I'm going to have several people there, and... The idea is if we have 10 people around, nobody knows who has the pot. If we have several people all standing around in the circle and all of a sudden the pot shows up and everybody splits off except for the cameraman and drives away, I suppose the police could try, but I don't think they're going to be able to view it. And furthermore, I don't plan on announcing the exact time that it's going to happen. The idea is to make sure that we're all in place, nobody knows about it. They know that it's happening on this day or whatever. And we're going to have the pot dropped, and then someone's going to notify the police that these horrible men in the park are possessing marijuana.
So somebody's going to come drop the pot off. You're going to have multiple people around as that happens, so it won't be easily identifiable who the delivery man was. And
exactly.
Then somebody's going to call the police and say, hey, cops, there's somebody with marijuana in the park or wherever it is you're going to do this.
Exactly.
Got it. You know, neat idea.
In the Andrew Carroll case, I can't believe the cops actually showed up. It's so silly.
Well, they didn't think they were going to at first, did they?
No, they were 25 minutes late or so, 20 plus minutes late. So had Andrew just stood out there, made a quick speech, held out the marijuana, and then everybody had left, nothing would have ended up happening unless they decided to arrest him later. So they looked like they were in no rush to get there. I mean, they took their sweet time arriving. It wasn't like they pulled up on the side of the park and bailed out of the car and ran in. They just kind of wandered on up toward what was going on from fairly far off. So everybody had plenty of notice that the cops were on their way, basically. It'll be interesting to see how they respond down there in North Carolina. The only thing I'm jealous about is that you're not up here.
I'd love to be. In fact, I'm planning on coming up for Portfest this summer.
Great. Great, because
I'm trying to convince the old lady, it looks beautiful. What's Porkfest about exactly?
That's the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
I'd start by not calling her an old lady.
She'll get very angry.
Young, beautiful woman. There we go.
Wayne, how would you describe the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
Prickly.
That's cute.
It's just a camping thing.
Yeah, it's people hanging out in the woods. And a lot of liberty-minded people all together enjoying one another's company. A little bit of speechifying, a little bit of campfiring, and it's a good time. I highly recommend it. It's a great opportunity, especially to bring a family. If you've got a family, kids, that sort of thing, great opportunity to bring them all up to experience New Hampshire.
So do you guys think that four people who didn't even bring the pot or have it or even touch it can be charged with possession?
I don't know. I mean, if none of them is actually touching it, I'm not sure what the police will do. They may just come up, snatch the pot from you, and go away. Or maybe you'll get charged with conspiracy to possess marijuana. Who knows?
Conspiracy to possess marijuana. I haven't heard of that one yet.
Honestly,
I'm sure
it
exists.
I don't know if that one exists either. But conspiracy charges do exist surrounding marijuana distribution. So I'm not sure if there is one that that surrounds the plan to possess the marijuana, but you'll find out.
That's the idea, right?
Yeah.
Well,
more power
right, well,
to you, man. You're very courageous, and keep us in the loop, will you? How soon are you planning on doing this?
What's that? Say it again?
When are you planning on doing this?
2 weeks. Two weekends from now on a Saturday.
Okay. That's close to 420. Not quite two
Indeed.
Weeks away. That's about 3 weeks away.
What was 420 following this year?
This month it's a Monday. 420 is a Monday.
A Monday. That could be doable.
But if you've got any local colleges in town, it might be something where you'd want to go and promote it there. Maybe
you'll that's the thing. You know, and I don't know if it's the same in different states, but I know in North Carolina, if you're possessing drugs on a schoolyard, then it automatically ups the charge. I don't know if it's still a misdemeanor, if it becomes a felony at that point, but if you're around a school, even let's say if I got pulled over on the side of the road, the cop pulled me over by a school and found a dime bag in my car, then the idea is he can take me to court and say I was trying to sell pot to school kids.
Yep, drug-free school zone, very familiar with those. I wonder if it applies to college campuses, though. I'm not sure about that.
I'm not sure. I think it's similar with parks, too, I believe, because, kids in parks.
Right. Yeah, parks, schools, churches tend to be the areas where these school zones exist.
That's where drug dealers really want to be slinging drugs a schoolyard.
But I don't know about college campuses. I would think they'd have an exception for college campuses, knowing the drugs are all over the place there. But who knows?
I would think the same thing. You could probably get a lot more people together on a quick basis, though, on a college campus.
Maybe. You don't put too much trust into the college kids as far as getting them to do anything. Thing for you. It'll be amazing if you get five of them to show up. Hey, thanks for the call, dude. Good luck with your project. It sounds pretty exciting, and that's the kind of activism that we really need to be seeing more of. I thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. I think more non-cooperation, more civil disobedience is really something this country needs more of.
Yeah, this generation's of college kids just, losers that don't want to do anything. I mean, back in the late 60s, early 70s, you could whip up college kids for all kinds of activism. Not now.
Toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Live, you can dial in toll free, bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free on the site, so enjoy them. freetalklive.com features including the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. W-I-K-I, wiki. .freetalklive.com. You dial in, you can talk about whatever you want. In the meantime, we'll tell you about some things that are interesting to us. And here's one that really stuck out of the news as pretty scary. Now, it hasn't come to pass yet, but it is legislation that has been proposed that would federalize cybersecurity. Key proposals, or rather key lawmakers, are pushing to dramatically escalate U.S. defenses against cyber attacks, crafting proposals that would empower the government to set and enforce security standards for private industry for the first time. Now, Wayne, you're a computer professional by trade. You deal with network things and stuff like that, and so this may end up affecting your business. This may end up affecting internet service providers. It may end up affecting all kinds of people. The proposals in Senate legislation could be introduced as early as today, would broaden the focus of the government's cybersecurity efforts to include not only military networks, but also private systems that control essentials such as electricity and water distribution. At the same time, the bill would add regulatory teeth to ensure industry compliance with the rules, congressional officials familiar with the plan said yesterday. Addressing what intelligence officials describe as a gaping vulnerability, the legislation also calls for the appointment of a White House cybersecurity czar.
Another czar.
With unprecedented authority to shut down computer networks, including private ones, if an attack is underway, the officials said. How industry groups will respond is unclear. The vice president for Center for Democracy and Technology, which represents private companies and civil liberties advocates, says that mandatory standards have long been the third rail of cybersecurity policy, saying regulation could stifle creativity by forcing companies to adopt a uniform approach. So instead of, now they're saying it's all, well, we're only going to do this on essential systems like electricity and water distribution, but who's to say they won't just declare the internet to be an essential system? We've already got politicians who are pandering to voters saying, we deserve to have a right to internet access, right? I mean, but this is the point where we're at today, where politicians are basically trying to put the idea out there that, well, internet access should be a right and everybody should have access to it. So if that's what they truly believe, then inevitably somebody's going to say, well, the internet is an essential system and this bill needs to cover it. So we're not far away here from the U.S. government preparing to set computer security policy. How scary is this?
It's very insecure. If everyone has the same security, then it's easy to crack everything.
Absolutely. Then it's a one-size-fits-all system, and as soon as the crackers have broken through that, it's over.
I mean, don't the hackers regularly break the government's security? I mean,
they regularly break security, period. It's what they do. I mean, that's fun for the hackers. It's fun for them to get through existing security systems. Some really smart companies will hire hackers to try to break into their systems. And essentially report back to them and say, well, here's what I was able to do in this amount of time and with this process. And so federalizing security is going to make it even worse because there'd be no competition anymore in securing things. Right now, you can choose from different security standards for yourself that have developed over the years, and you can choose to use as much of it or as little of it as you want. But now if this bill comes to pass, and whatever it is it morphs into down the line, because remember, government programs always start one way, and then they end up a different way. They end up bigger and more intrusive and more oppressive than anyone whoever really originally created the program could have even envisioned. Well, so where will this go?
Once the government's in charge of the security of the internet, the government controls the internet, and that's it.
Yeah, and that's a really scary idea, too. And if the government decides that a cyber attack is underway, then the new security czar will have the ability to just point at that network and say, shut it down. And that'll be it. So maybe, who knows what they'll even consider an attack.
Yeah, but wait, you know, they already consider a one big cyber attack. The biggest cyber attack that they're afraid of is the one that's already haunting them, which is the alternative media. They want to shut down the alternative media. This is the first step in it, really.
It's an attack on the state, right?
Right.
That's what I'm trying to suggest here is that you may look at that language and say to yourself, well, it's only going to be used in the event of an attack, like
sure.
Somebody trying to shut down another system.
There are millions of attacks every week. I mean, there's attacks, cyber attacks on the Pentagon from foreign countries. This goes on all the time. So
that's true. Denial of service attacks. Yeah, and
what's this
like that
attack they're talking about?
It's not defined. I don't know. I haven't read the legislation, but it could be whatever they want it to be.
Right. But what I'm saying is there are constant attacks on virtually every network out there if you're vulnerable. And the government, the most powerful entities, the banks and the government, are basically attacked the most right now.
Let's go to your phone calls. Talk to Chris, or rather Chad in Texas. Chad, you're on Free Talk Live. Chad in Texas?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, you're on the air.
All right, great. It's great to talk to you guys. I listen to you guys all the time.
Great, Chad. What's on your mind tonight?
I was just on surfing the internet, and a lot of the time I use IxQuick now as opposed to Google because, and I don't know if you guys ever listened to the Catherine Albrecht show. She's on GCN a lot, too. And she recommends using IxQuick because they advertise as being a search engine that does not record your IP address. They're supposed to be the most private search engine on the internet. And I think everybody should use that instead of Google because we obviously know Google is involved in, you know, selling your search information, and it's very easy to stalk you and things like that on the internet if you use something like that.
It's easy to stalk somebody with Google? I don't understand.
Yeah, well, okay, let's see. On the IxQuick site itself, just as another example, AOL, it's possible to look at specific IP addresses and see what that IP address has been looking at on the internet. So one of the things people always complain about, you know, or when I'm arguing with somebody about, like, well, what are you worried about? You know, why are you worried that somebody's looking at what you're looking at? You know, what's the big deal? What do you have to hide? And I always say, like, well, it's one thing to talk about someone like me just looking at whatever junk is on there. But another thing, when you're talking about someone that might have a business or, you know, they're looking at – they're looking at information for investing.
So are you saying that that anybody can go into Google and pull up somebody's IP address and look at their search history? I find that pretty hard to believe.
No, I don't know. I don't know about that. I mean, I'm sure if you're skilled enough, you can do something like that. But let me just say let's say, for example, I have information about my company, and I'm going to say, and I know that, like, the stock's going to go up soon. Is there some kind of privacy agreement we have with these people, that may work for Google, for example, who aren't supposed to be using private information for their own gain? But let's say you work at Google and you are able to monitor what, you know, the CEO of whatever blank company is doing on the internet. And
well,
yeah,
I can talk about it. Hang on.
Before you go, real quick.
IxQuick.
IxQuick.
All right, we're going to come back with more here. Is he being paranoid? Is it possible what he's talking about? Sure, it's possible. Is it likely? I don't know. Is it as likely that IxQuick is lying? I don't know. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring Chad back, talk to you about whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Life Change Tea sets the standard.
Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on?
Have you checked the results?
Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results.
Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff?
Have you checked their results? Oh, that's right, I said that.
Did you check the ingredients and did you check for caffeine?
Yeah.
Life Change Tea is the real deal, not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea. If you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those, including the updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about starting a small business, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks. You can use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com.
1-800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls, and we'll go to Chad in Texas. Chad, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, you were telling us about a new website that is out there trying to make a name for itself, Ixquick, IXQICK.com. It's another search engine, and these guys are advertising themselves as being a completely private search engine in that they are not recording anyone's IP addresses that use the service. And you were talking about how a search engine like Google, for instance, does record this information. It records what websites you're going to search on and probably record your IP address and who knows how many other things about you. Of course, one of the main reasons they do it is so they can target advertising to your computer and possibly get you to click through on some of their advertisers so they can get paid. So that's the motivation from what I understand, but you're saying that there may be something more sinister going on. You're saying there's a possibility that that even if that's their intention, there may be some Google employee that has evil intent that's going to try to use sabotage or to try to observe you searching
That's a hypothetical example for why it's not a good thing to use a search engine that records your information. Why is that beneficial to you as a consumer, you know, to have anybody recording your information other than you? It's like somebody, it's like saying, oh, here you go. You have access to what I'm thinking about 24/7. Here you go. That's no problem. Thanks for being such a good search engine.
I suppose it's beneficial because, you know, up until now, until this Ixquick, am I saying it right?
Ixquick.
Yeah.
Up until now, well, you know, there hasn't been a search engine that hasn't done that. So how do I know that Ixquick isn't lying to me?
Well, you can go on their thing, and they'll give you their whole spiel as to why they're not. And I mean, obviously, here's another thing: like, if they were lying to you, and everybody found out, then their whole marketing ploy would fall apart. So,
well, they haven't given the EU privacy seal, Mark.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I mean, well, here's the thing: I mean, even if they're not that trustworthy, I mean, do you trust Google more? I mean,
I don't know. I kind of like Google. I mean,
I like Google. I mean,
they're a little too close to the Obama administration for me, but they've done good up till now.
They've got some great.
Well,
products.
Here's the thing. I mean, I always tell people, like, here's the thing. I understand, like, Google is a very good search engine. It'll give you good results and stuff, and I have used it, even though I use XQuick now. But I always tell people, like, well, just if XQuick can't deliver, obviously go to their competitor, because this is a free market. And the way that I see it, and this is a point that Catherine Albrecht made, it's about voting with your dollars and with your time. When you use XQuick, you are basically saying, hey, I realize that Google might be a better product in this sense, that it gives me good search results, but you're also saying, ultimately, though, I really want to be protected as a consumer. I want my rights protected, and I'm going to go with XQuick. And that shows Google, like, hey, if we want to keep our customer base, if we want to keep our advertising base, we got to quit this.
How long has XQuick been around?
I'm not sure. I mean, I heard about it a few months ago.
Since you're on their website, they've been around at least since June 2006 when they started to delete privacy data within 48 hours, so at least for a few years.
So where are they based?
I don't know.
I was just wondering. Where are they based, caller?
I'm not sure.
I'm just wondering if you work for them. That's what I'm wondering.
No, I don't work for them.
It's funny to me how many times XQuick, you've said XQuick in the conversation where XQuick has been thrown in.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm just, if you know the CEO, I'd like to talk to him about advertising, that's all.
Oh, no, but Catherine Albrecht knows the CEO. She has him on her show a lot.
Looks like it's in the Netherlands. Got that information from their website.
There you go.
All right, Chad, thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Hey, if you're one of those privacy-concerned people out there, then this sounds like a great website for you. I, for one, am not too concerned. I mean, I'm pretty much out on Front Street with what I do, so it's not like I'm trying to hide anything. I'm not plotting anything in secret. Everything that that people that are up here in New Hampshire are plotting, for the most part, is done wide out in the open on public internet forums. So the last thing I'm concerned with is some government agent reading my searches. It just doesn't concern me. I can understand why it would concern some people that are engaging in plotting things that they don't want other people to know about. Sure, use XQuick or use one of the other. I'm sure there are other private search engines out there. I doubt this is the only one. And you're right, Mark. I definitely had a red flag go up with that guy, thinking that maybe he was a stockholder or something like that. But what he's saying isn't a bad idea for those who are concerned about that sort of thing.
Well, yeah, competition is healthy for the marketplace, and it does force companies that are doing things that they shouldn't be doing to maybe stop, especially if a company like XQuick makes that one of their primary selling points to get new people to their site using it.
Mm-hmm.
So if a lot of people start doing that, then Google has to say, well, maybe we need to stop doing some of the things we're doing to monitor and track people.
Maybe so. Who knows how it'll all end up turning out. I'm like you, Mark. I feel like Google has so many great services out there. I mean, the Google Mail is fantastic.
I'm not leaving that. I know how to use it. I don't like new things. No, thanks. Not interested in new things on the internet.
And he even admitted as much on the phones there that their search was better. He seemed to suggest that he preferred the Google search results to this other company's search results. And, I mean, what has Google got, like 80% of the search market because the results are just that good?
I just ran a couple of searches on XQuick, and they weren't bad, actually, the results.
Very good. Well, there you go. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe we're missing something, though. Maybe you can call in to explain to me why it is we should be more concerned with matters such as internet privacy. I just don't feel like I care if they find out what my searches are. Go ahead. That's the least of my concerns. There are a whole lot more terrible things that they could do to me. If they wanted to, they could come after me if they wanted to for all kinds of things. And I don't think that my internet search is going to really be a factor there. So If I'm missing something, though, please dial in and correct me. 800-259-9231. I'm open to being convinced to switch search engines, but I really haven't ever seen a reason to.
We switched web browsers to Chrome there for a little while and decided we didn't like it and went back.
Yeah, I've gone back. I've gone back to Firefox because I was disappointed with Google's Chrome in that they never fixed any of the bugs that it had. Like, they put out a version, it had all kinds of bugs in it. It was really fast as a browser, as far as being a browser is concerned, but they never actually remedied anything. There was never a new version that was released, and this is after months of waiting.
Well, sometimes with that software, there'll be a command in one of the menus that will say, check for updates. Did you look for that?
It was already, automatically it was supposed to be doing that, so... They never put anything out. Anyway, 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So the federal government, of course, going back to what we were talking about earlier, the federal government looking to step in the realm of federal, or rather, of cybersecurity. So there's no reason why the federal government couldn't just come right in and lay down some kind of requirement on the internet service providers to start monitoring everybody's searches on every search engine out there. Couldn't they do something like that?
The federal government, they can pretty much do what they want.
Right. So couldn't the internet service providers be forced by the feds to put some sort of tracking software in to where anytime you visit a search engine, whether it's Ixquick or Google or anybody, that information is compiled in a local database on your internet service provider's level?
You think that the author of Spy Chips would let the government? Yeah, I mean, she probably would shut down her company before she did that, it seemed to me.
Who?
Catherine Albrecht, the lady who signed our Spy Chips book.
Right, what does she have to do with the feds snooping on people's internet searches?
She's the marketing manager of Ixquick.
Oh, is she? Oh, okay, I didn't realize that. I just thought she had a radio show. 800-259-9231, you can bring up what you want. Dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. Coming up, you bring up anything on the way here. It's April's Fool. What have you seen?
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
"My Packlight has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery."
The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a Packlight. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today, toll-free, at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need
an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, you dial in toll-free, bring up whatever you want, 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com, and if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by learning how to promote the show. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. Lots of different ways for you to get Free Talk Live into more ears around the country and around the world. Head over to promote.freetalklive.com. Get the whole list of things you can do. As we continue with your phone calls, let's talk to John in Connecticut. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi, I just wanted to, we just opened up a site a little while ago, and basically what the site's about is you can go on there, you can talk in the forums, and it's, you know, not like any kind of normal forums. You can go in there, and there's experts, there's IT, there's web designers, and there's a program designer. I mean, you can ask them any kind of questions you want and send them an email, and they'll email you back with answers. They'll even design you things for free. And, you know, we're not looking to make money. We just want to help the community.
Why would they do all that for free? Why would they answer all those questions for nothing?
Well, we're trying to, you know, get our name out there. You know, eventually, someday we might charge. But, you know, we just want to, we kind of want to, you know, try to make a nice site out there and try to help the community.
So it's like a tech support website?
It's like, yeah, it's like a tech support website, but it's free. Everything's free on there, and it'll stay free probably for a couple of years.
There are a lot of websites where people can post their questions about a variety of things, and they will get answers from essentially a group of users, whoever else is using the website. But are you saying that these are people that are actually behind the site that are going to be answering questions, or are they just other users?
Yeah, like, you know, some of the workers we have, one of them, you know, is a 10-year graphics designer. We have a worker from IBM. We have an IT that works at GoDaddy. And, you know, all these people want to help out and ask questions because people, you know, always are asking questions on the forums and they're not getting, like, great answers. I mean, this, you know, we'll be here to help and anything you want. You know, we got professionals helping. It's not just a user. You know you're getting the answer from a professional.
I'll tell you what, when you're ready to launch the website, give Mark a call and buy a nice ad package. All right, thanks for the call.
Man.
Good luck. 800-259-9231. Obviously, that last guy got a lot of plugs in. Probably wasn't fair of me to let that dude go without giving him one. But this isn't Free Plugs Live. Mm-hmm. We're here to talk about things that are interesting to you beyond just promoting your business. Obviously, if we took calls from people that wanted to just promote their business, their new venture, then we'd have those calls all night long. And it wouldn't really be much of a
conversation. I'm opening an ice cream stand here in Raleigh.
It really wouldn't be much of a conversation. We continue with the amp lines. Who's this? You're on Free Talk Live.
This is the Christian Anarchist.
Gene, what's on your mind tonight?
You starting a business, Gene?
Well, yeah. Actually, I wanted to tell you about some problems I've been having with your BBS. But before that, I did try Ixquick and Google.
Mm-hmm.
And I typed in Free Talk Live. And both searches, the number one hit was Lennon Murder. murdertruth.com.
No way. Wait, you're not serious about that, right? That's it. Is really. That an April's Fool, Gene?
Yes, it's April's Fool.
But anyway, the VBS, you know, I've been posting on there for years with my Christian Anarchy thread, and people have been giving me a hard time, and I decided that that's the end of it. I'm deleting the whole thread. I'm not going to be on the VBS anymore. Those guys, they just push my buttons too many times.
You sure let them push your buttons.
Well, they sure do. I mean, they put everything, they throw everything at me they can, and I think I've finally given up.
Yeah, they're a bunch of jerks over there.
I know it. April Fools!
The service that Free Talk Live's VBS provides the Internet is that we give the trolls some place to play with
each really,
other.
Yeah, it really is that way. It's an interesting little sandbox.
There's no way the trolls are going to get rid of me that easy, believe me.
Maybe you found the trolls and they are you.
In fact, I posted this on the bulletin board system. I haven't come in there yet and posted my April Fool's response to them, but I'm going to be in a second. Of course, they've probably heard it on the radio now. But
they like to claim they don't listen to the show.
And they claim, of course, they've succeeded in getting rid of me, but they don't know it.
You are redoubling your efforts.
Oh, boy.
They should have checked the calendar before they believed me.
All right, man. Yeah, thank you for the compliment.
All right, well, have a good April Fool's Day.
Good hearing from you, dude. Thanks. 800-259-9231.
The other thing that the VBS does for the Internet is, well, excellent breasts.
It does. It does do that. If you search Google for, I wonder if XQuick's got this, excellent breasts, see what the number one site is there.
How did John do it?
John Shaw, one of the moderators of the forum, he just created a thread called Excellent Breasts and started posting pictures of naked women, and I guess it just became so popular. I don't know how Google does its results. I think it has to do with how many sites link to your website, so it's possible that somebody else linked to that page, or it's possible that just that term excellent breasts showed up in Google and people started clicking through Google. I don't know if Google records the amount of click-throughs that each site gets and then bases their rankings based on that. But I think it's actually kind of secret how Google ranks their web pages, but there are things you can do.
It's working because you don't know.
There are things you can do to influence it.
You're not on the first page on XQuick.
Oh, see? See?
We're going to have to work
negative,
on that.
Minus one.
The number one hit is ultrasound imaging of the breasts.
No, that's definitely not.
Well, that's
work.
A nice. At least it's not something horrible.
So the Free Talk Live BBS, it's an interesting little place. Certainly some of the denizens there are not the most welcoming or not the most friendly individuals, but you are warned when you enter the Free Talk Live BBS that it is a virtually unmoderated place, so there's a lot you could see. So beware. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, anybody else encountered any April's Fool pranks today? Anything memorable? Anything
more? On the Internet?
Online? Online seems to be the easiest way to encounter them.
All I've got is I've got a bunch of stories here. Warner Brothers acquires Pirate Bay. the invisible car, now you see it, now you don't. How to avoid speed cameras. My favorite is the pandas, but here's one. In just a second. Hulu bans with YouTube to create Yulu or Hootube.
Funny.
Yeah. Twitter, apparently, let's see, it's Twitter switched. The Guardian, UK Guardian, is going to switch to Twitter after 188 years of ink. Apparently, experts say any story can be told in 140 characters, which I like. I mean, that's kind of funny. And pandemonium breaks out of Taipei Zoo. Zookeepers become suspicious of the resident giant pandas.
Pandemonium, that's cute.
Right. true pedigree when Tauntaun and Yan-Yan begin acting strangely. Apparently, somebody had taken two forest brown bears and dyed them to be pandas' distinctive black and white appearances, but they became suspicious when the pandas, Tauntaun and Yan-Yan, began spending almost all of their waking hours having sex. Pandas are notorious for their low libidos, and which make them difficult to breed in captivity. Let's just say Tauntaun and Yan-Yan would Tauntaun at every chance they got, said Louis, referring to the combination of the pandas' names, which means to reunite in Mandarin. They would do it doggy style. Every armchair zoologist knows that pandas favor the missionary position. And when they do it at all, and their behavior caused chaos, children are screaming.
Wait a minute. How much of this is fake?
All of it.
Oh, okay.
Everything I've read you is fake.
I love April Fool's Day. You know, every day is April Fool's Day for me.
Is that right?
Yeah, I try to goof on people anytime I can.
I'm just not creative enough in that way. I always think, well, what can we do for April's Fool? And that's about it.
Read a story from The Onion.
That's always good. Yeah, The Onion is week-long satire, brilliant stuff. TheOnion.com, good stuff. I saw a few websites do some change-ups. One of them really threw me off, and it was a little confusing for a moment. I was at YouTube, and I clicked on one of the videos on my subscriptions, and then when the page came up, the entire page was upside down. So everything was completely reversed. I mean, it was very confusing. I'd never seen anything like it. It was pretty neat. AOL also, I just happened onto one of their websites, and they had turned their logo upside down. So apparently doing things upside down was relatively popular today. I didn't really see anything else worthy of note. I don't know what Google was doing. I'm sure they had something going on, although Google does own YouTube.
You know, an animation of an explosion, of your screen exploding, would be really cool.
That, yeah, you could do that. I suppose you could do that with Flash.
Yeah,
these days.
I'd be getting a bunch of calls from my clients saying, my computer just blew up.
Well, of course, there was this big scare story that came out yesterday and the day before that about some sort of evil computer worm that was supposed to show itself on April Fool's Day, and nothing really ever happened with that. Apparently, it was just a big scare story. Nothing really actually ended up coming out.
The day is young.
What's up, Mark?
Well, I just had to hold the thing. It looks like there's a bit of an April Fool's thing going on freemindstv.com.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Can you tell us about it?
Well, give me just a second here. It's loading a little slowly on my computer.
Okay. Well, anyway, we're going to come back with hour number two coming up here in moments. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So if you want to share any April's Fool pranks that you pulled, it's April's Fool, not April Fool's, right? It's a common mistake. April's Fool? Am I right about
April
that?
April Fool's Day?
I thought it was April's Fool.
I don't know. Oh, all my right. God, it's communist. They've screwed up Free Minds TV.
1-800-259-9231. You want to share your pranks from today? You're certainly welcome to do that or bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Gun Day, Gun Day, Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.